I know I wrote about bullying previously, but it seems it needs to be repeated as people still feel the need to bully others. Why do people bully? Do bullies feel so inadequate about themselves that it makes them feel superior if they knock another human down? The person who does the bullying, well, maybe they also had been tormented as a child and believe this is normal. If you are an adult, you should know better. Do not do to others that you would not like to have done to you. In my opinion, bullies like to be heard. They are loud and always have an opinion, and that opinion is always right. Do you know someone like this? Do they intimidate you? These people like to leave people out, and when confronted, will try and blame the person, because remember, they think they are always right. These kinds of people think they are intimidating, so other people will not stand up to them in fear of being treated the same way. Much easier to be quiet and let it slide, right? A bully never admits when they are wrong. After all, this would show a sign of weakness. In my opinion, bullies are cowards. They are not strong, but extremely weak. They have followers and no true friends. If they feel hurting someone else is an okay thing, then they have a problem and maybe should seek counseling to help with their inappropriate behavior. I distance myself from people like this. They often have a negative outlook, and frankly, who needs that in today's messed up world? Children, if not taught at a young age that this is not okay, will grow up to be adult bullies, especially if their parents do not feel that this is a problem. The younger generation can be just as cruel. If a person acts differently, talks differently, or is different, the bully will take charge. Bullying has caused people to have anxiety and depression to the point that they are willing to take their own life. I would not want to be that person to have pushed someone to that point in their life. Just because we do not like someone, does not mean we have to treat that person poorly. We can still be kind. Lying about someone to make yourself look good and cause another person grief is a form of bullying. It is a shame that we need to have a month dedicated to this, because people do not learn. If we all defended one person who we saw or heard going through this, our world would be a better place. A child would not want to stay home from school if the bully was dealt with or someone stood up to them. Maybe a person stays home from something they love because the bully makes it difficult for them to go, while others allow it. Sometimes the bully will not show their true colors in front of others. They will give the person a look or wait until they are alone. The definition of a bully is to seek harm, to deliberately misuse power through verbal, physical, or social media abuse. To badger, push around, harass, torment, or insult. The list goes on, and it is a long list. Today you may stand beside someone who has been bullied or is being bullied. Your kind words or smile just may be what they needed to not go over the edge. Better yet, do not be a sideline player. When you see someone being bullied, stand up and do something. This act may just be enough for the bullied to stand up too and end the torment. If you are being bullied, go to someone and talk. If that person does not stop it, go to someone else, until it is stopped. Do not allow the bully to think they have all the power, because you have power too.